if it's in human nature, or just to pay attention to see what it's all about. Because I think African music is so powerful and probably governs the rhythm of every music in the world is because it's taken straight from nature. You know that the birds did not imitate flutes. It's the reverse. And thunder didn't imitate the drums. You know, it was the reverse. And so the elements of nature, when it comes from that, that's the most powerful force there is. It's like a melody. You can study orchestration, you can study harmony and theory and everything else, but melodies come straight from God. There's really no technique for melodies, really. And so that's, I guess, there's something about music that's always fascinated me, and I apply what the essence of that's about into everything I do, whether we do film or magazines or whatever it is. You can't touch it, you can't taste it, you can't smell it, you can't see it. You just feel it, and it hangs in the air. It owns it. It dominates every time period, you know. String quartets had its own time period, and nobody can ever change it because it's hanging up there in heaven someplace.